It's Get Well Wednesday. And Get Well Wednesday is brought to you by Crest Pro Health. Crest Pro Health HD is a breakthrough two-step system that isolates key ingredients for outstanding oral care results. Upgrade from ordinary toothpaste to a new Crest Pro Health. Dr. Annabelle Vogtmann is our doctor this morning. Good morning, Dr. Annabelle.
Good morning.
And we're going to talk about heart disease. Heart disease remains the leading cause of death among U.S., African-American, and Hispanic women. I didn't know that.
Because you're killing us.
It was the other way around, but okay.
Yeah, I thought.
Numbers don't lie. The numbers don't lie.
Really, Doc?
What did you think it was?
Cause
I thought it was men.
Oh.
Was the number one cause of death among African Americans.
Well, that may be. It's killing their hearts.
You know, one of the things, Doctor, that we always hear these days, actually, you know, we talk about breast cancer and all the other cancers that affect us, but then the American Heart Association comes out and says that this is the number one killer. It's not any of the cancers. And how is it that we have managed to not understand that for a very long time, that the cancers have gotten all the attention?
Because they have great marketing. Mm. They are very loud about it. There is actually a certain group of the age groups have different causes of death. But overall, I mean, if you look at the whole general population, the older people will die of heart disease. And so that balances out that heart disease is the number one killer of all, of both men and women. So, but a lot of people fear cancer. And, you know, when people die of suddenly they just say, oh, they died of natural causes. They don't realize that natural cause is heart disease.
Wow.
So that may be why people don't think of heart disease as the number one killer. Because when people know about somebody who has cancer and then they die of it, they have a time, they have a lot of time to react to it. But when somebody just dies suddenly, they just say, oh my God, they died.
Mm-hmm.
They don't realize that it was heart disease.
Interesting.
They think it's just natural cause.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you said cancer has better marketing.
Yes, they do. Don't you think?
I agree.
Yeah. How about not knowing when you're having a heart attack? Some of the signs that, because they say that they're different for women than they are for men. And
what are the signs for women?
They can be. Some women will have nausea, just fatigue. They just feel tired. I mean, who doesn't feel tired?
Right.
So how are doctors supposed to distinguish women who are having fatigue from having a heart attack or being tired from life? Well, one of the things that I tell my residents and students is that we're talking about unusual fatigue. Like all of a sudden they feel suddenly so tired, then they need to think about, am I having a heart attack? The other symptoms that could go with that fatigue is nausea, pain in the neck or jaw. And then most women will not say they're having chest pain. They are adamant that they're not having chest pain. They're saying, no, it's just a tightness or a squeezing pain. Or heaviness, but they don't like to use the word pain. I think women have a different perception of what pain is compared to men. I think when they think of, cutting themselves with a knife, that's pain for them. But if it's just a dull ache, they're not going to say that's pain.
Because we've had cramps for years.
They use different words to describe pain. Mm. Men are simple, but yes. Pain.
Yes, we are simple. I've heard that before. Thank you, doctor.
Even if you say you have chest pain, they say you're just being simple, so you can't win.
Quit being simple.
Stop being simple.
No, let me ask you this, doctor. When you someone takes you to the hospital and they say, well, we can't find anything, or what is the thing? And I heard that there's like a, you should ask for specific things if they can't figure it out and right. you're still having these symptoms.
Yeah, I have a three-pronged approach to women with heart disease. One is get educated, know your risk. If you have risk factors, and we all know the risk factors, family history of, so a man dying of heart attack at before the age of 55, or a mother dying of a heart attack before the age of 65, cigarette smoking, big no-no, diabetes, women are at 2 to 3 times higher risk of having a heart attack than men when they have diabetes, or non-diabetic women, and high blood pressure and high cholesterol. I mean, everyone knows about high blood pressure and high cholesterol, but diabetic women are at extremely higher risk for having a heart attack. Okay. And then the other thing is, if you have those risks, you need to know what the symptoms are of a heart attack. Then you need to get tested, and then you need to do something about it. There are many different tests that we can do, and there's one specific test that we do for women that I want to talk about today. It's called the CORUS, C-A-D, C-O-R-U-S, C-A-D. And this is a simple blood test that can help us distinguish whether someone may have obstructive heart disease or not. So that's a simple thing.
Okay, Doc, we're going to let you answer some questions at 646464. Dr. Annabelle Vogtmann, and the discussion today is heart disease among African-American women.